Mercury and the Woodcutter, based on a fable by Aesop. Story by Carmel Riley. Illustrated by Jane Wallace Mitchell. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now turn to page 4. Chapter 1. The Axe. One day, a woodcutter set off to work in the woods for the day. He thought about how lucky he was. All he needed to do his job was his strength and a good axe. Lucky for him, he had a very good axe. His father had given it to him. It had a beautiful wooden handle and a strong, sharp head. The woodcutter walked deep into the woods. Soon, he came to a river. He found a tree near the river that he thought would be good for firewood. After he chopped down the tree, he decided to rest by the riverbank. The woodcutter put his axe on the ground, but he didn't see how close it was to the riverbank. Suddenly, the axe started to slip. Before the woodcutter could save it, it slid backwards and fell into the river with a splash. The woodcutter stared down into the deep water. He couldn't see his axe anywhere. He dropped to the ground and put his head in his hands.
"What will I do?"
he sobbed.
"My beautiful axe is lost."
Suddenly, out of nowhere, a voice said,
"I will find it for you."
The woodcutter looked up to see the river god, Mercury. Chapter 2. Honesty. Mercury smiled at the woodcutter and then dived into the water. Moments later, he appeared, holding a golden axe in his hand.
"Is this the one?"
asked Mercury, putting it on the bank. The woodcutter looked at it and shook his head.
"No, that's not my axe,"
he said. Mercury dived a second time and came back with a silver axe.
"Is this the one?"
he asked.
"No,"
said the woodcutter. He looked past Mercury into the water, still wanting to find his own axe.
"I will look again,"
said Mercury. When he came up for the third time, he had the woodcutter's wooden axe in his hand.
"Thank you, thank you,"
said the woodcutter, as Mercury handed him his axe.
"Thank you too,"
said Mercury.
"You have been very honest. Because of your honesty, I am going to give you the golden and silver axes as well."
The woodcutter smiled.
"This is wonderful. Thank you,"
he said. Chapter 3. Dishonesty. On his way home, the woodcutter saw a friend. He told his friend what had happened. As soon as the woodcutter had gone, the friend, who was also a woodcutter, grabbed his own axe and took off for the river. He found the place the first woodcutter had told him about and let his axe slip into the water. Then he sat down and pretended to cry. Mercury heard the sobbing and appeared.
"I will find your axe for you,"
he told the second woodcutter when he heard that he had also lost his axe. Mercury dived into the water again. After a moment, he came up holding a golden axe. The woodcutter sat up and wiped his eyes.
"Yes, that's my axe,"
he said. Mercury looked angrily at the woodcutter.
"This is not your axe, and you know it,"
he said.
"There is nothing I hate more than dishonesty. Because you have been so dishonest, I will not give you this axe or your own."
With that, Mercury disappeared. The woodcutter looked out into the river. He knew he would never get his axe back. Worst of all, when he got home, he was going to have to tell everyone how he lost it.